You are listening to The Real Shia Beliefs, a collaboration between Thacker Lane and Al Hujah Islamic Seminary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider becoming our patron by donating at thackerlane.org/support.
We continue our examination of some of the hadiths that we have that admonish us from the fire of hell. And nothing is more effective than the words of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, salawatullahi alayhi, when it comes to admonishing us about the fire of hell and for us to take it seriously. Many people underestimate that. We believe in Allah's rahmah, but sometimes when we are distracted too much, we take a devious path and we cause destruction to our own selves. In Nahj al-Balagha, the Imam alayhi salam says the following statements about the fire of hell to remind us to stay more focused. The Imam alayhi salam states, "Wa'lamu, know, O people, have certainty, أنه ليس لهذا الجلد الرقيق صبر على النار. Know that this tender skin of yours has no patience to handle the fire of hell." Think of how tender the skin is. Sometimes a paper can cut your skin. Have you ever had a paper cut? I had one last week. A paper cut. A paper that weighs a few grams. You can just crush the paper in a second. But that paper can cut your skin. That's how tender the skin is. The Imam says, you think this skin can handle the fire of hell? فَرْحَمُوا نُفُوسَكُمْ فَإِنَّكُمْ قَدْ جَرَّبْتُمُوهَا فِي مَصَائِبِ الدُّنْيَا. So have mercy on yourselves. You've tried yourselves in the difficulties and the tragedies of life. You know how weak you are. فَرَأَيْتُمْ جَزَعَ أَحَدِكُمْ مِنَ الشَّوْكَةِ تُصِيبُهُ. You've seen how you lose patience when a thorn hurts you. Has it happened to you that you step on a thorn or a thorn goes in your body? You lose patience, it hurts. وَالْعَثْرَةِ تُدْمِيهِ. The athra is when you trip and fall. When you trip and fall, we call this athra. This causes you pain. This causes you suffering. وَمِنَ الْعَثْرَةِ تُدْمِيهِ. The Imam alayhi salam states, you trip and you bleed. That's how weak you are. وَالرَّمْضَاءِ تُحْرِقُهُ. And the hot sand burns you. Have you ever walked on hot sand? During the summer when the earth is boiling hot? You can't handle that pain. The Imam says, if that's your case, if that's your status, if that's how weak you are, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا كَانَ بَيْنَ طَابِقَيْنِ مِنْ نَارٍ ضَجِيعَ حَجَرٍ وَقَرِينَ شَيْطَانٍ. The Imam says, then imagine if you were between two huge bricks of fire. ضَجِيعَ حَجَرٍ. And you sleep on that brick. That brick is your bed. The Imam is talking about the people of hell. وَقَرِينَ شَيْطَانٍ. And on the other side, a shaitan is sleeping next to him. The Imam says, you can't handle this. So have mercy on yourselves. Don't commit acts of injustice. Cheat people, kill people, make fitna, commit sins left and right. Take it seriously. The effect is serious. Speaking about the qareen, the shaitan who's going to be with the people of hell, one hadith in the book of the tafsir of Ali ibn Ibrahim, it talks about one of the meanings of وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ, and when the souls are coupled. This hadith is from Al-Imam Al-Baqir alayhi salam. The Imam states, let me give you a deeper meaning of this verse, that the nufus زُوِّجَتْ, the souls or the people will be coupled. أما أهل الجنة فزوجوا الخيرات الحسان. As for the people of heaven, they will be coupled with who? Beautiful beings, حور العين. They will be their spouses. وأما أهل النار فمع كل إنسان منهم شيطان. The people of heaven get حور العين. The people of hell, who do they end up with? شيطان. He will be their partner in hell. نستجير بالله. Then Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib continues his sermon. He states, أعلمتم أن مالكا إذا غضب على النار حطم بعضها بعضا لغضبه. Do you know that when Malik, the keeper of hell, he becomes angry, he destroys the fire of hell. Basically, he shakes it and destroys it. Have you seen sometimes when the guard gets angry? That in itself is intimidating. You know, some people who have fathers who are a little bit aggressive, even if your father is not yelling at you, he's yelling at someone else, you get on the edge, right? You feel intimidated. This is the keeper of hell. You will see him angry. He takes hell and he shakes it and destroys it. Just crushing it. Malik, the keeper of hell. وَإِذَا زَجَرَهَا تَوَثَّبَتْ بَيْنَ أَبْوَابِهَا جَزَعًا مِنْ زَجْرَتِهِ. Then the Imam states, أَيُّهَا الْيَفَنُ الْكَبِيرُ. Oh, old man, you who have grown old and you still are committing sins. الَّذِي قَدْ لَهَزَهُ الْفَتِيرُ. لَهَزَهُ الْقَتِيرُ. لَهَز means something that's mixed, مخلوط. قَتِير means shave, signs of old age, like a white beard, white hair. The Imam is saying, oh, you old man, the white hair is mixed with you now. كيف أنت إذا التحمت أطواق النار بعظام الأعناق. How would you feel if the rings of fire would surround you and basically be stuck to you? And عظام الأعناق, عظم means bones. أعناق is what? Necks. So these rings of fire will surround the necks. وَنَشَبَتِ الْجَوَامِعُ حَتَّى أَكَلَتْ لُحُومَ السَّوَاعِدِ. نَشَبَ is when something clings. جَوَامِع is a plural for the name جَامِعَ, the word جَامِعَ. جَامِعَ basically is a chain that prisoners are shackled with. Why is it called the جَامِعَ? Because in Arabic, jama'a means to join something, right? To gather something, to join something. It's called the jama'a because it joins the hands to the necks. So jama'a is a chain that basically holds the hands to the necks. The Imam says that's the state of the people of hell, where these chains will be wrapped around their necks such that it eats their flesh. It eats the flesh of their hands. فَاللَّهِ اللَّهِ مَعْشَرَ الْعِبَادِ. Fear Allah. Be pious. وَأَنْتُمْ سَالِمُونَ فِي الصَّحَّةِ قَبْلَ السُّقْرِ. Now that you have صحة, you have good health, do good deeds before you get sick. وَفِي الْفُسْحَةِ قَبْلَ الضِّيقِ. Now that things are going well for you, do the good deeds. فَاسْعَوْ فِي فَكَاكِ رَقَابِكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ تُغْلَقَ رِهَانُهَا. Now you can free yourself from hell. You're not destined to hell. You can free yourselves from hell. Here, in this dunya, make that transaction with Allah. Do good deeds, have a pure heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save you. It doesn't take much to be saved from the fire of hell. Just be a good human being. As they say in Arabic, sir adami, or sir admi. What do they mean by that? Just be decent. Some people, all they do is destruction. Jealousy, destruction, manipulation. They can't stand seeing people around them happy. They want to bring you down. They want to destroy your life. Sins left and right. Having no regard for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until when? The Imam says, أَيُّهَا الْيَفَنُ الْكَبِيرُ. You've become old and you still are on the path of deviation. Enough is enough. Can you handle this pain? If you can handle it, fine. Do whatever you want. But the Imam says, remember how tender your skin is. This is one of the beautiful words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. In Nahj al-Balagha, admonishing us so we take hell seriously. Another narration that I will share with you that demonstrates to you the maw'idah, the admonishment of Imam Ali alayhi salam, is a narration narrated by Abu Darda. Abu Darda was one of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Basically, there was a discussion amongst the companions or the Muslims, who was the best of the Prophet's companions, the top companion. So this person would say X companion, that Muslim would say the other companion. Abu Darda said, I will tell you what I saw with my own eyes. You people, you speak what you saw. I'll speak what I saw. I witnessed Ali ibn Abi Talib in the farms of Bani Najjar. He left his family, he left his friends, and he basically disappeared. And he went inside the palm forest. You know when you have so many palm trees? It's like a forest where you can go hide behind those palm trees. He says, I realized Ali was missing. So I went to find him. I went looking for him in the middle of the night. The Imam goes behind these trees. What is he doing? He says, I heard his sorrowful, sad voice with so much khushu' and sincerity. He was reading this dua. Ilahi, kam min mubiqatin halimta anni faqabaltuha binamatik. Oh Allah, how many times did you have patience with me and not punish me? How many times have you been good to me? And instead of punishing me, you gave me blessings. You know, some people, they sin. They violate the law of God, but Allah still blesses them. Ilahi, kam min mubiqatin halimta anni faqabaltaha binamatik. Instead of punishing me, you were good to me. وَكَمْ مِنْ جَرِيرَةٍ تَكَرَّمْتَ عَنْ كَشْفِهَا بِكَرَمِكَ. And how many crimes have I committed? Sins have I committed? But Ya Allah, you've concealed it. No one knows about it. You've protected my dignity. إِلَهِي إِنْ طَالَ فِي أَصْيَانِكَ عُمْرِي وَعَظُمَ فِي الصُّحُفِ ذَنْبِي. He says, Oh Allah, if I have lived a long life in your sins, in sinning, in disobeying you. The Imam says this, what about us? وَعَظُمَ فِي الصُّحُفِ ذَنْبِي. And in my book of deeds, my sin is huge. Even if that's my state, فَمَا أَنَا مُؤَمِّلٌ غَيْرَ غُفْرَانِكَ. I have no hope except your forgiveness. I still hope in your forgiveness. وَلَا أَنَا بِرَاجٍ غَيْرَ رُضْوَانِكَ. I only seek your satisfaction. Yes, maybe I've lived an entire life of sins, but Ya Allah, I still have hope in your mercy. Abu Darda, this companion, says, this distracted me. Ali ibn Abi Talib is who's saying this? I got closer, I saw Ali ibn Abi Talib, salawatullahi alayhi. He states, I hid myself so the Imam doesn't realize I was there. So I saw that the Imam was praying in the midst of the night. Then he began to cry and to supplicate to Allah. And then he said, Ilahi, ufakkiru fi afwika, fatahunu alayya khati'ati. Oh Allah, when I think about your forgiveness, I see that my sin is not a big deal because you will forgive it. ثُمَّ أَذْكُرُ الْعَظِيمَ مِنْ أَخْذِكَ فَتَعْظُمُ عَلَيَّ بَلِيَّتِي. But then I remember, Ya Allah, you're just, you punish. That makes my tragedy big. Then the Imam states, ah. You know, when you're in pain, you say, ah. The Imam says, ah, إِنْ أَنَا قَرَأْتُ فِي الصُّحُفِ سَيِّئَةً أَنَا نَاسِيهَا وَأَنْتَ مُحْصِيهَا. What will happen to me if on the Day of Judgment I will read in my book of deeds a sin that I had forgotten, but you have recorded it. فَتَقُولُ خُذُوهُ. Then you say to the angels, take him. If I am in that state, who can help me? If you tell the angels, take him to hell, who's going to save me? My tribe, my family, no one can save me. Then the Imam would say, آهن من نار تنضج الأكباد والكلى. I cry for a fire that will cook the livers and the kidneys. These are the words of Amir al-Mu'mineen. آه من نار نزاعة للشوى. I cry for a fire that peels off your skin. نستجير بالله. Abu Darda says, I heard Ali ibn Abi Talib read these lines. He cried so much until he became quiet. I could not hear anything from him. I said to myself, Ali got tired. He had a long day. He cried. He's sleeping now. He says it was close to the morning prayer. I went to wake him up. I saw him like a dead person. I touched him. He was as dry as a piece of wood. So I started to cry. I said, Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Mata Ali ibn Abi Talib. Imam Ali has died. He's dead. He's dead. He's on the ground, unconscious, as dry as a piece of wood. He's dead after what he said. So he said, I went to Fatima alayhi salam and I told her, your husband is dead, Ali ibn Abi Talib. She's like, why? What did you see? He says, I heard him read these lines of prayer and then he fell to the ground unconscious. She told him, no. Hiya wallah ya Abu Darda, al-ghashyatu allati ta'khudhuhu min khashyati Allah. Abu Darda, this is the regular schedule of Ali ibn Abi Talib. Every night, from the fear of Allah, that's what happens to Ali ibn Abi Talib. He's not dead, don't worry. But he immerses himself so deeply in the Akhirah and the Day of Judgment that this is how he feels. If this is Imam Ali alayhi salam, what about us? Then listen to the ending of this narration by Abu Darda. He says, we brought him some water. We sprayed the face of Imam Ali with some water until the Imam alayhi salam regained his consciousness. I looked at him and I started to cry. Imam Ali alayhi salam told me, Mimma buka'uka ya Abu Darda? Why are you crying? Abu Darda told him, because of what I see you doing to yourself. You almost died. I'm crying for you. The Imam alayhi salam tells him, Oh Abu Darda, if you were to see me on the Day of Judgment, and Allah calls me to the Hisab, and the people of sins, they become certain that they will be punished, and aggressive angels will surround me, and the keepers of hell, they call on me, and I stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and my loved ones can no longer help me. No one in the dunya can help me. Then you would have more mercy on me when I stand before Allah with all those sins. Abu Darda says, فَوَاللَّهُ مَا رَأَيْتُ ذَلِكَ. He says, I swear by Allah, never I saw any of the companions of the Prophet like that. Who's like Amir al-Mu'mineen? But we ask Allah to save us by the barakah of Amir al-Mu'mineen. He is our hope on the Day of Judgment.